Take a nice deep breath, everyone. We're opening our sacred space. Opening our sacred space for beautiful healing, nourishment for the body, for the mind, for the soul. A space to let the heart come into connection. Just take a deep breath. Inhale, fill your body with air, and exhale slowly. We're going to start with some grounding and some spinal work, just to make sure we're dropping deeply into the stillness of our body. Just feeling into your spine right now. Bring your spine into your awareness. Spine is your channel. And just feel the lower part of your spine and your lower back. Just feel into all this area and what's moving there for you. Keep your breath steady. There's lots of swirling and movement in the base of the spine, and this is just energy, nothing to be worried about. It's energy that's just swirling around in the base of the spine, wants to be used for something, and that's what we're going to be doing today. So you bring all your attention to the sensations in your lower back. I want you to become aware of how you're holding your lower back and why. Be curious and be very, very present and engaged, watching, observing sensation. We're going to go a little deeper here. We're going to go deeper. Just let your whole body relax. Keeping all your attention on the base of your spine. And find your tailbone right at the tip. Place your attention there. And the space around your tailbone is almost like the energetic conditions around how stable you feel within yourself, but at a very, very deep level of self. So just notice the tailbone is moving and there's a field of energy around the tailbone. What is the quality of this energy? Can you make it peaceful? Can you make it calm? Can you make it purposeful? That's what you want to be observing and trying to do right now. Let's try that all together. As we do that, there's a lot of releasing already happening from the tailbone, from the base of the spine. You will feel that. Good. And just slowly follow the spine up. Keep going up to the space behind your heart. Softening those shoulders, softening the back. Feel like you're being held from underneath your body, so you can just drop. Invite your body to soften and drop, melt into the bed or the floor. Watch your muscles take the invitation. There will be subtle movements as your body starts to relax and ground. You want to be focusing right now, not on the movements, but on the stillness that's being created. Beneath each movement, there is stillness. Focus on the stillness and where your body is trying to go, where your nervous system is trying to go. It's always being drawn into stillness. Focus on the stillness, especially in your right shoulders. Your arms. You see, before we even go into the womb, we want to make sure we're really grounded so we can feel deeply into the womb. That's why we're still here. We're still up in the shoulders, guys. Relax. Yeah, better. That's it. You see there, your body wants to relax. It wants it. It just waits for you to let it. There. And you see, as soon as you allow it, you start to feel better because you start to feel more still on the inside. And then you're like, oh, I like that feeling. And then your body says, oh, can we do that again? Watch this. This is your grounding process. Watch your body and learn from your body. Right now, what's lifting from the field is a very deep degree of fatigue or exhaustion. So, if you can relate to this, it could be physical, it could be emotional exhaustion, it could even be energetic, just been trying to process too much. That's just lifting right now because that's also holding us back from deeper grounding. Good. I'm going to invite you to take three very long, slow, and steady breaths, inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your nose. Yeah. As you take the inhale, your spine lengthens. As you exhale, you start releasing. Do that a few more times. What you're doing is preparing yourself to go deeper, preparing your channel, preparing your perception to feel deeper. Good. See, now we're starting to settle. Keep very focused on your midline. Don't put your gaze anywhere else. Your focus needs to be just on your midline and in your peripheral vision. You watch what's happening on either side. Good. Beautiful. Now we're in deeper. Travel down your body and let yourself gently go into the pelvic floor. So you just gently start to find your pelvic floor. Find it by feeling and be slow and be patient and start to feel, oh, the pelvic floor is here. And as you make that first contact with the pelvic floor, go deeper. So you're really feeling, you're like, wow, okay, this is the pelvic floor. Now I want to feel how the pelvic floor opens and dances and moves. And so you become more engrossed in sensation. As you become more engrossed in the sensation, you start to become of sensation until you're completely immersed and then you're in. And you're very close to being in. Let sensation amplify, and you're right in the middle. It's like dancing in the storm. Good. Say hello to your pelvic floor, especially if this is a maybe a first time to connect this deep. Say hello, create the connection. Good, great. You see the pelvic floor is moving, right? Notice the left side and the right side, and let's try to open up both sides symmetrically. So we're giving our pelvic floor lots of room to open up. Pelvic floor is a is also a very powerful level of consciousness. It's like a mirror. It's a mirror. It mirrors our hearts. It mirrors our beliefs. It mirrors how much space we've got inside, how much space we give ourselves, how connected we are to ourselves. So as you feel, hold in your heart that you really want the right side and the left side to open up. And you allow this expansion, and your pelvic floor will start to feel like energetically it's much bigger than you. Like it's almost like a screen, like a giant projector that's opened up. Good. Now, on this projector, your life experiences are often projected, memories, feelings. And you are like the painter, the artist with the paintbrush, and the canvas is the pelvic floor. So I want you to notice your unique sensations here. How is your pelvic floor moving? Because you are the artist, you are creating the movement here. And every movement has a message. Learn from the way you're moving right now. Ask yourself, okay, what do I need to give myself more of? What do I need to give myself less of? What is the message for me in all this? Keep your heart online and receptive. Notice where you try to jam yourself into a little corner and use your paintbrush to open up the landscape. When the pelvic floor landscape has opened, we can go deeper into the world of womb, deeper into this portal, this mystery. But before it gets too cosmic and we all fly off, I want us to make this personable and meaningful. Watch yourself painting. Are you in your full expression? Do you love yourself here? Are you using your body? Can you embody this even more, this dance? So I want you to literally visualize yourself painting on the screen of the pelvic floor. Have a look at what you're creating. Love yourself here. Love yourself even in the uncertainty. Beautiful. Good. Now we are really open. You'll feel that you're more open and the field has slowed down. And we're entering a different place. Place where your womb takes center stage. And you're feeling inside your body, inside your womb. Feel the slow, gentle, but powerful waves that your womb dances in. And breathe. Create a steady breath so you can focus on the dance of your womb. You see this energy that we're in right now all together. This is the consciousness of womb consciousness. It's a shared space. Shared space, which means everything is open here, everything is available. And decide who you're going to be in this space. What your offering is in this space. Do you want to dance faster? Do you want to spin? How do you want to be here? And let your body feel it. Let your body go. Whatever is holding you back from fully being able to feel the joy and the power of your womb right now, just notice it. It is an invitation to love, and it's easier to love in this space, in this frequency, than it is in the frequency of the mind, the mental realm. So if you're being shown someone, one of you is being shown your father. If you're being shown that there is something that you need to heal, that you, someone that you need to love, someone that you need to forgive, do it now because it's vibrationally easier for you to do it here than it is for you to do it after this session. When you're back in your head, try it. While you have the full support, just try to bring love to that character, that hologram of that person. Get close. The fear keeps you separate. The fear keeps them in a position of perpetrator and you in a position of victim. Get close to show that you're not scared. Better, get closer and love. Maybe it's your partner you want to bring more love to, maybe your children, maybe your friends, maybe yourself. Have a look. When you don't personalize it too much, you can invite everyone and everything. And just bring love, forgiveness. And remember, you're doing this for you. So you can be you. As you do that, you start to go deep. We go deeper, can feel it. As you do that, we start to push the boundaries, right? We're pushing the boundaries of womb. Where you previously had walls, we're starting to go where we're not quite beyond it, but we're starting to push beyond it. So spirit saying where you believe there is a wall, where you believe there is a limitation, it's just illusion. There's no limitation there. It's an artificial barrier created by your beliefs. And therefore, you're being invited right now to make contact with the barrier, whatever this barrier is. It vibrates, it's kind of like a wall, like it feels like a wall in space, the way it vibrates. But you will know what it personally relates to when it comes to you achieving and realizing your true potential. Just meet it with a grace and a curiosity. And humbleness right now, because you may not be able to break through it straight away. So just be humble, like, okay, it's here for a reason. It's here for a reason, but I'm not going to pretend it's not here, but I'm also not going to try to break through it with a sledgehammer. Just a bit humble. Maybe it's got something to teach you right now. As you humble down and you say, okay, whatever is in my way has something to teach me that I didn't know, that I need to learn. And you take your lessons. Suddenly there's like an opening. It's a light of possibility. The light of possibility has started now to shine through. It's up on the left side. It looks like a horizon, and there's just light come glimmering in. It's like a slit in the horizon. This is the light of possibility. It's not yet manifest. It's like sun gazing. If you stare at it and you're neutral, what you're saying is that you accept this vibration as a part of you. So go ahead now, let's do this all together. Light is there. Stare at the light. Open your heart and be neutral. Don't try yet to make it into anything. Don't try to make it into anything. Just accept the light. You don't know yet what it means, you don't know yet what it holds. And notice how your heart feels as you stare into this light and you become mesmerized by this. There's nowhere else that you want to look, right? And actually, what you, your expectations and your desires as you look into this light, they actually don't matter anymore because all that matters is that you have found light that's worth looking at. So become completely absorbed. And this requires a degree of intense focus. So focus. Focus in a place of neutrality. Because whatever you believe, it may hold for you. It could be much bigger than that. So get rid of all thoughts, all desire. And just focus. Good. And the light says, and tell them to surrender to the light. Surrender to the light. Open your heart, surrender to the light. The light has no name, it has no agenda, has no stories for you. It promises you nothing and it takes away from you nothing. It just is light in the purest form. It wants nothing from you. But you become different when you focus on the light. In fact, your desires and your limitations start to dissolve. And you are instead now being filled with the knowing of the light. The knowing is in your body. It's in your womb. This knowing of the light is felt. Feel it. Feel it and stay very still, very focused. As you focus more on the light, it goes deeper and deeper, and you realize that there is no end actually. So the light is in your womb. Your womb is the gateway to this high frequency of cosmic light. Immerse yourself again. Go in again. This light is available now. Go in, dive in. It's like take another plunge in the ocean. And realize here your true, and truest desire. Your truest desire will be something very selfless, actually. It will not be something that pertains to your ego or your current mindset. Your truest desire will not feel like your desire at all. It will feel like something much bigger than you, a deeper purpose. Come to know this as true, as your truth. Come to know this as your truth by allowing your heart to meet this light. So the frequency of your heart starts to attune to the frequency of this light in your womb. And it becomes one. And it feels at home, right? You feel like you're at home here. And oh, we could stay here forever. And if you feel that way, go ahead and feel deeper with more intensity, with more focus, because you will not be disappointed. Breathe and allow your whole body, your womb, your channel to be purified. You don't need to do anything except become aware of the purification that is happening right now. I am working to purify your channels. You don't need to do anything. Just become aware. The purification is taking place already right now. Lifting up from the midline everything that doesn't serve you, lifting up and out of your channel everything that doesn't serve you. Everything that is old and has now expired and no longer belongs in your consciousness, that you do not need to vibrate at in order to belong. Let that go. Repeat inside, I let that go. Some of you is sticking. It's sticking around your belly button. Repeating, I let that go. Make it easy. You see, the channel is just a column of light. There's no personality, there's no stories, there's nothing here. It's just love. When you bring love into the channel, everything that is not love comes to the surface and arises. And it's easier actually to let it go, but we learned through patterns that we've created in our nervous system from our life, our traumas. We learn how to hold it. We all do it. It's very human. We're being purified now. The channels are being purified with salty water, which is interesting. Never had that happen before. Salty water. I guess that is nature's antiseptic. Salty water is pure, being purified, is purifying the channel. Right, interesting. Great. It's going all the way up the throat into the crown. Let's do some work in the crown space. Just feeling into the crown space, allowing an expansion. Please become aware of your crown space. Do not be snoozing. Do not be snoozing. Open your eyes. Your inner eyes. When you open your eyes and you become aware of your crown, you become aware of your power, your spiritual connection, and yourself. So the eyes of your energy body need to be open, and you're looking up as high as you can into the crown field. Good, that's better. We're at an interesting place in the crown field where it's like we've reached a limitation. The limitation is of the world. It's a worldly limitation. And the crown field is a like cosmic receptor. So we don't want to be limited by the world around us, by what we see. We don't want that to limit our crown consciousness, just like we didn't let our biographical experiences limit our womb consciousness. So we want to transcend through the crown space. So that means you keep looking higher. You keep looking higher and higher and higher. Better. Much better. You see, we did that. We've now gone past the earthly limitation. And it can be very beautiful to connect to a star, the star that calls you in the dark night sky. The stars hold our ancestral energy, and they're always very peaceful and safe to connect to. You can connect by visualizing, following upwards. Connecting to the star that calls you. And when you see the light there, focus. Spirit says, whatever you were taught as a child about not being able to connect to something greater than you is now being dissolved as you connect higher in your crown consciousness. Beautiful. It's nice up here, isn't it? Is peaceful. And as you go up here, just know that you are supported and loved by the highest and highest beings that are here to support your journey, and they watch over you and they can see you. They see you from up high. And they love it when you connect in the crown to pray, to worship. And you're going to bring this beautiful energy down now, because imagine now you've opened the channel from the roots, the womb, you've opened the crown. Now you're going to draw this energy down from the star through your channel. Just bring it down. So you're grounding this energy in your back into your womb. You see how easy that is. You just ground it down. It's almost like you stay out of the way. Let your mind stay out of the way. And you, instead of keeping the focus on your body, you keep the focus on your channel. You are an energetic channel and you're drawing down, down, down. Just drawing all the way down into the womb and come back into an awareness of your physical womb, feeling your physical womb is what will ground all of this energy and make it available to you and make it real, rather than a fleeting spiritual experience that you forget about tomorrow. You want to be able to use this wisdom and this access that you've got, feeling in the physical womb, feel the way the womb is like, okay, I'm trying to now integrate that. Let your womb open. Open up to receive it. Give lots of space. The womb frequency now is trying to calibrate. Make the calibration gentle and pleasurable. Some of you are squeezing. You don't have to squeeze. Yeah, it's like a dance, right? A little dance. Yeah, so it settles, it starts to settle, and then you get to actually use it. This beautiful energy, it kind of merges with the energy of your pelvic floor, and that's what holds you. Your pelvic floor is holding you, it's holding your spirit. It's making you feel a sense of grounding, it's making you feel a sense of yourself. So as you draw in this very high crown consciousness energy and you really connect it to your pelvic floor, you start to immediately feel more capable. It's an inner feeling. And capable is maybe not a fancy word. Who wants to feel capable? But it means a lot from the inside. Makes you feel worthy. Connect your heart with your pelvic floor again. Feel emotionally what is happening down here. Be very kind as this light integrates with your womb. Good. Good. Now you'll notice that your hips are like very fluid and open. Your whole body is like, your whole field is open. It feels like your body's a bit like jelly floating, wobbling around. Can feel like a very beautiful, easy space to be in. So I want you to really feel the ease, let your muscles relax, let everything unwind, let your fascia unwind. Fascia is very linked to your identity. And when it opens and softens, it's like the whole web opens inside you. And you feel relaxed. And you feel like your body's moving as one and it's all connected and it belongs to you. Good. Connect with the left side of your body and the right side of your body. Bring your inner gaze down your body. Notice your legs and your arms. Your palms. And like what you feel, it's your body. When your body realizes that you like it, you like being in it, it gives you more of what you want, which is safety, connection. and purpose. When you see the safety and the connection and the purpose of your body and your womb, it will give you more of this. Don't hold anything against yourself. It's all learning, it's all growing. It's what you came for. It's what you're good at. Good. Beautiful. We're in a really nice place now. It's very fluidic, open, and gentle. And you should feel a lot of love for your womb. Just take the, we're going to just listen for a moment to the womb and take any messages it has for you. Please be in a receptive mode of listening. Does your womb say to you? Good. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, exhale down your spine into your roots. Exhale into your roots and become aware of the root space, building your awareness here, your stability here in the ground. Yes, nicely done. You want, before you come back, you want to make sure that you're grounded. So you can carry the messages through, whatever you have, and the blessings. You carry them through when you're grounded. They mean something when you're grounded. Becomes a life, a new lifestyle for you when you're grounded. So ground all this wisdom, ground all this light, make it something you can draw on easily in your day-to-day actions as you take action. It's not something you have to reach for in meditation. It's just something that you live. You do this by grounding, grounding it. Good. We're just going to support the heart to settle into its natural peace. The heart wants to be in peace. Leave it alone to be in peace. We've got some activity in the heart. Can you take a few breaths from your heart? Keep it open. When your heart closes, guys, you start to feel blocked. And structures start to build on your heart that are artificial. They're not actually you, but they're just placed there, and then it feels like something's in your way. So there's a block right now. The structure is artificial, it's not real, doesn't actually mean anything.
We're going to loosen it. It's like a band. We're going to loosen it. Take the edges off and lift it up. Oh, it's a structure that keeps your heart hidden. It's like something that you hide behind. You can hide behind it. Look, so this is universe. These structures are universal to some degree, right? It's in the collective heart field where we are. So we can all do the work together. We don't want to have to hide behind the curtain, right? So we can loosen it up. Can see ourselves untying the left side and the right side, lifting this up to reveal the raw, beautiful, alive heart. The wounds, the rawness, the potential, the healing, the love, the joy, it's all in there, you see, mixed together. There it is, see? All of it mixed together. And now it gets to come into the light. And when it comes to the light, there's a healing immediately, right? We don't have to do anything. You could feel that. Immediately, there's a healing that's activated within the heart field. That's so beautiful. The eye is opening up in the heart. The eye of the heart. It's opening. It's awake. The eye is opening like a giant eye in your heart. This is how we come to know. We come to know and see through the heart. That's how we feel energy and we see energy and we see our healing taking place through the heart. The heart sees everything. The all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye lives within all of us. It's the all-seeing eye. And the all-seeing eye is full of a very, very high ecstasy of flow, actually. I would say joy, but joy is not really the right word. It's more like a flow, just a flow of light. It feels very divine. It may make you feel joyful, but it's just divine light. Prefer rather than feeling joy, I prefer to just bow down and worship and be humble in this light because it amplifies it even more. When you get excited and you become a bit like childlike, it's fun sometimes, but you can get a real intensity, like a real immersion when you just stay still and you come to know yourself in this light. Focus. And the light works through the third eye and your womb. Now's a good time to just say a set an intention or say a small prayer for something that you really wish for yourself, for the world, for your family. And as you feel that wish, just believe it. It's much easier to believe it when you're in the right frequency. It's much harder when you're in a different lower vibration. It's really hard to believe in your prayers, in your dreams, in your the sacredness of what you hold, your vessel. So do it now while it's easy. In this spirit says, as you do it in this space, in this frequency right now, what happens is everything comes to make it happen. Like if you're, for example, praying for your family, they come forth to make it happen. So there's like a co-creation that takes place because you're working at such a deep quantum level with infinite consciousness and they are part of it. So they start to facilitate. Rather than when we are in a lower vibration and we seem separate from our loved ones and separate from our desires and our what we're seeking, our purpose or our desires, our whatever it is, seems separate. Whereas right now we're in this place where it's very close. It's all being facilitated. It's hard to put into words, but it's the be all, the short way of saying it is just pray for what you want right now because it's happening. When you pray deeply in this space, in this frequency, you'll notice that actually not a lot of it is for you. It's really for other people. Because it's in making other people feel okay that you also feel okay in this deep and connected field. And they will do the same for you. Good. From this place of love and connection, we're going to slowly bring ourselves back. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you.